Lift him up, May 8. The first great commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. I saw that whatever divides the affections, or takes away from the heart supreme love for God, or prevents unlimited confidence and entire trust in Him, assumes the character and takes the form of an idol. I was pointed to the first great commandment, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. There is allowed no separation of our affections from God. Nothing is to divide our supreme love for Him or our delight in Him. Your will, wishes, plans, desires, and pleasures must all be in subjection. You have something to learn to exalt the Lord God in your heart, in your conversation, in all your acts, and then Jesus can teach you and help you as you cast your net on the right side of the ship to bring it to shore full of fishes. But without the help of Christ in casting your net, you may toil weeks, months, and years without seeing much fruit of your labor. Study yourself. Try every motive. Seek to exhibit Christ. When one is fully emptied of self, when every false god is cast out of the soul, the vacuum is filled by the inflowing of the Spirit of Christ. Such a one has the faith that purifies the soul from defilement. He is conformed to the Spirit, and he minds the things of the Spirit. He has no confidence in self. Christ is all and in all. He receives with meekness the truth that is constantly being unfolded, and gives the Lord all the glory, saying, God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The voice that spoke to Israel from Sinai is speaking in these last days to men and women, saying, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. The law of God was written with his own finger on tables of stone, thus showing that it could never be changed or abrogated. It is to be preserved through the eternal ages, immutable as the principles of his government. Men have set their will against the will of God, but this cannot silence his words of wisdom and command, though they may set their speculative theories in opposition to the teachings of revelation, and exalt human wisdom above a plain, Thus saith the Lord. The spirit of worldliness may contaminate the many and control the few. The cause of God may hold its ground only by great exertion and continual sacrifice. Yet in the end, the truth will triumph gloriously.